Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In our episode this week, I'm going to ask you to be a gossip for good. The reason why is because we need to talk well about others or just bite your tongue. If you're new to this podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. This is episode number 394, getting pretty close to episode 400, which I'm excited about. And what I'm trying very hard here to do is to help professionals communicate well, communicate clearly, concisely, and in this take, not negatively, because there's too much negativity going around and we don't need more. So why are we talking about this? Well, I am, as many of you know, a lover of alliterations. So if you can give me a double alliteration, I think that's redundant. If you can be a triple alliteration or quadruple, I just love it because it has this great sound to the ears when you hear it. And I remember this expression, you know, back way, I don't know, Second World War, First World War, loose lips sink ships. What's that alliteration? Oh, sink ships is alliteration. It has a good rhyme to it. Loose lips sink ships. And basically the point was, you know, if you talk about all these secrets, you know, the enemy might be listening and then we'll end up destroying our Navy or something like that. So the point of this podcast is loose lips kill careers. Loose lips ruin reputations. Those are some additional alliterations. There's a danger. They're just a danger. And we work with people, we work with clients, and it gets really easy to be sloppy. Not only with our communication, like we just don't even think about what we're talking about, but when we don't think about who we're talking about, especially if they're not around. And this really is an area that I have to go back to my dad, honestly, because he gave me some advice years ago. And when I really practice it, it helps me. And when I abandon it, I actually think it hurts me, and it actually hurts the person I'm talking about, I think, equally. And that is, act like people are there when they're not there. Imagine like the person you're talking about is listening to what you're saying about them and they're right around the corner. Or you didn't hang up the phone and they're still on the line listening. Or for some reason they're getting a recording of the conversation. Would you be mortified? Would you be embarrassed? Would you even say it at all? In that mindset of like, I'm going to talk about people, whether it's my coworkers or it's my client or somebody I met at an event, it can get very easy for conversations to degrade into, let's just talk bad about people when they're not around. I remember a cartoon years ago, and backbiting is a fun word, but it's to be a gossip, to gossip about people is called backbiting, and you know, talking behind their back. And there was a cartoon in the New Yorker. New Yorker is famous for cartoons. I kind of miss them. But this cartoon was on the door of this office, it said, like, the backbiters self-help group or something like that. And it was a round table of like 12 people sitting on the table. And the facilitator of the meeting said in the caption, "Now that everybody's here this week, it's going to seriously limit the topic of conversation." And I thought that was hilarious. Yep, the person doesn't show up. We're going to talk about them this week. And it's not going to be good. So don't miss the next meeting. So my dad's advice, I think, is absolutely great advice, which is just keep, like, imagine the person's right there. They're sitting right there. They're standing right there. They're right around the corner. And they're hearing every single thing that you said. Would you be proud of it? Okay, I don't care if it's true or not. Like, that's not what you do when they're not there to defend themselves. So that's number one, is act like they're there. Remember, number two is remember that a big part of our job, it's hard enough to work in the environment that we work in nowadays. I mean, I'm not going to remind you of all the difficulties you have on a day-to-day basis, but you have anxieties and you've got pressures and you've got conflicts and you're overwhelmed and you've got a lot of information and you've got a lot of challenges and confusion. I mean, it's not easy just to survive. So a big part of our role as leaders, as colleagues and coworkers and partners, is to affirm and encourage and support people especially while they're absent. I mean, of course, when they're there, but when they're not there, I mean, they're going home to their families and they're going off on a trip and everybody's got defects and everybody's got flaws. I mean, you're listening to this podcast. I'm doing this podcast. I'm a flawed human being. I have defects. I'm trying to be better. You're trying to be a better communicator. We're all trying to improve and to try to lead from the front. And what we don't need is people doing the opposite, which is like criticizing and discouraging and withdrawing support and being negative. It just doesn't help the cause. The cause is hard enough as it is. And we need to be a positive voice. And I'm really saying, to be honest, I mean, I'm not talking to blow smoke or lie about people or say, oh, you're amazing, when the person's not amazing. I'm not suggesting that. But what I'm suggesting is that the words of encouragement go a long way. Okay. And keep that in mind, that your role might be to rise up the level by speaking well of the person when they're absent. And then finally, honestly, if there's an issue that would make you even inclined to need to bite your tongue in the first place, that the person would actually needs to know, tell them, bring it up to them. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. I get that it's comfortable to talk badly about people when they're not there, but tell them. It's, you know, we have a module in the courses that we teach called Managing Tough Conversations. If you want more information, just let us know. We'll put it into the next course that we teach. And I've done podcasts on this before, like, you know, for you a few weeks ago. It's like, say the most important thing first. I mean, if you have to pull a person inside and tell them, you can do it with empathy. You can do it professionally. You could do it with, you know, care and concern. You don't have to be abusive and blunt. But if there's an issue, tell them. Not everybody else. And, you know, I heard this a number of years ago, and it was an organization, very elite organization, actually. And, you know, one of the people there told me that, you know, culturally speaking, and they were not proud when they admitted this, culturally speaking, in this very elite organization, when a person had an issue, performance issue, character flaw, whatever the issue might have been, they were the last person to find out. Like, everybody knew except the person. And when I heard that, it just kind of shocked me, because it didn't match with the level of excellence in that organization. Like, they were really, really considered like the top of the top. Yet they would just talk smack about each other when they weren't around. And I remember hearing that, thinking, that's not good. Like, that's really bad. And I developed this module, Managing Tough Conversations, from that comment, actually, as a way of pulling people aside in a very, you know, diplomatic, professional, deliberate way. Like, hey, you got a minute? Sure. Hey, can I talk to you? And then you would say, you know, this isn't easy for me to say. And you actually don't even need to respond. You just need to know. And then say the bad thing. You know, you have this issue, and it's hurting your credibility. Or, I wanted you to be aware that, you know, this is a problem with how you do your job. Or whatever the thing that you would talk about negatively when they're not there, just tell them. And when you do it in a way that's manageable and with concern, it doesn't have to be long. You could just say, listen, the reason I'm telling you this is because I think that you can improve it. It might be a blind spot for you. Yeah, it's a bit awkward. It's uncomfortable. But at this point, the person's hearing it. And you could say, you know, I think if you worked on it, you can improve this area. I'll help you if you want me to. But at the end of the day, you need to know that this is something that, you know, you need to be aware of. And I don't want people talking about it when you're not around. I mean, I just tell you straight to your face and let you know. Is this easy for me to do? No. What's really easy to do is to say nothing and then have the person leave, and then you just talk about to everybody else about that thing. That's the easiest thing to do. Is that the best thing to do? Clearly not. But I want us to be a gossip for good. Talk well of people. You know, there's plenty of things to affirm and acknowledge about people when they're not around. And if your temptation is, or other, if you notice other people doing it too, tell them to stop. Say, listen, that's not, I mean, I really don't think we should do that there. Let's talk about them that they're standing right there. They're sitting right there. Would we do that? No. Okay, let's not do that. And just call people on it. Just say, stop doing that. Okay, so that's the point of this week's, you know, podcast on communication, is to be a gossip for good. And it's something that I think really will help everybody at the end of the day. You're leading by example. You're not joining into the fray. This thing can quickly devolve into, you know, everybody's being negative about everybody else when they're not present, that it could really devolve and degrade the culture of an organization or a team pretty quickly. And I think we need to nip it in the bud, as you will, bite your tongue, stop doing it, and be a gossip. So the next time you feel the urge to talk about someone behind their back, say something positive. Just say something positive, or say nothing. But remember to be a, your role might be to be a gossip for good. Just saying.